Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of Attention Talk Radio is brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD, career counseling during a gap year. And with us in our virtual studio is Tom Bergeron. I'm very excited about this show. It brings a lot of concepts together and some things that they're not really visible that I think are really key that when it comes to career counseling and people in transition, I think it's a big deal. So I'm real excited about it. But before we get into the show, we got a bunch of announcements. Number one, our program is being brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. We're very grateful for their support over the years. They've been a long time supporter of us and us of them. We'll talk to you a little bit more about that in a second. But in celebration of them, we are giving away digital copies of Attention Magazine. To get yours, all you have to do is real simple. Listen to our show. We're going to share a secret word a couple times through the show. Just write that secret word down. Then listen to another show, and we'll write the secret word down in that. And all you have to do is send me an email and write down the two secret words to me, and I'll get it off to Chad, and we'll send you the current PDF of the current magazine and the next PDF of the next one then published. The email address to send it to is attention@attentiontalkradio.com. Again, attention@attentiontalkradio.com. Also, times are changing. The 2020 Annual International Conference on ADHD, which is scheduled for November 5th to the 7th, originally in Dallas, has now gone virtual as a result of the coronavirus. So in the past, we've always encouraged everybody to go to this event because there's nothing like it. We're proud of our content, but when you're there and mingling among other people with ADHD, there's nothing like it. But it's going virtual. And I'm pretty close to the conference chairs. I've been talking to them. They got a special software company that's coming in to kind of host this thing. So while it will be virtual, they are going to try to simulate the in-person experience as much as you can. So costs are substantially reduced, and so there's no reason for you not to go at this point in time. To learn more about it, go to chadd.org. You can start kind of getting information on that. I know I'm real excited. I'm doing a presentation on ADHD fitness program. That sounds like it's health, but it's not. It's a very holistic type thing, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to present. We got a little tip that we're going to run from Chad, and we'll get into the show.
Listening to Chad's All Things ADHD and ADHD 365 podcasts is an excellent way to stay on top of the latest ADHD news and information. You will have access to expert advice, tips, and strategies for managing ADHD. Start listening today at chad.org/podcast.
Thanks again, Chad, for your support and the announcement of the conference. For those that don't know, Chad is the world's largest not-for-profit organization that advocates exclusively on behalf of those with ADHD. That being our community. They're the ones that are on Capitol Hill that are lobbying to make sure that we get our fair shake and different laws and regulations. And they're also running to the regulatory agencies because once a law is passed or there's some definitions, we still have to work with the people who actually kind of write out the guidelines and determine how it's implemented. And so it takes a lot of effort in this, and we encourage all of our listeners to become CHAD members and or to donate because a strong financial CHAD is a strong financial voice in the ADHD community, what we all need. If you're going to give money, donations are great, but we really encourage you to become a member because you get a lot of great member benefits like the magazine, discounts to conference, and all kinds of other things. Again, you can learn all about that at chadd.org. Okay, let's talk about the show. For our really, really, really long-time listeners, you guys know that I like to pay attention to attention, and I like to pay attention to not just how everything appears, but how things really kind of actually are. And today I have the opportunity to bring Tom Bergeron on. He's the co-founder of Innovative Labs, a career and business incubator focused on adults with ADHD, dyslexia, and ASD. The lab runs a hands-on program helping individuals find their path forward by exploring career, school, and entrepreneurship options. Tom has worked at various upstart companies helping identify how new products fit into their market. This is what I really like. He now uses the same concept he learned in business to help individuals find their market fit. And this is really important because a lot of times people go out and they pick a title of a career or job that they want to do, and it sounds really, really sexy. And then they go into that environment, and it's really the day-to-day tasks are not quite what they thought they were. And then there's a real big disconnect, and there's a bit of a problem. So that notion of helping individuals find their fit is a really big deal, as opposed to you fit the market, find out where you fit in the market. Tom's experienced by many challenges in school, but by charting his own path, he's found success in business. He noticed traits that hold some individuals back in school, but can actually be their advantages in the workplace. Prior to Innovative Labs, Tom was instrumental in developing CAD technology and launching other innovative products. Excuse me. He also worked for a number of upstart companies, heading sales, marketing, development teams. More information can be found online at innovativelabs.org. And let me spell that. Inventivelabs.org. I'm really having a hard time talking today. InventiveLabs.org. And with that, Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm honored to be here.
I don't necessarily do this, but I just want to kind of talk a little bit about framing out. At Inventive Labs, you guys are getting involved in career counseling and kind of in a gap year. And I wanted you to kind of give us a real high level of your program, but I want two concepts. One is that notion of a gap year. We've done a few shows on gap years before. Gap years can be between high school and college or after college between a job. And it's really a good time for many people with ADHD to, particularly between high school and college, kind of overcome the carnage of high school and kind of mentally recover and kind of get on the feet and or mature. And I think the same thing holds true after college. Once you get through that, kind of catch your breath and take a look at kind of what's going on. So we have that period of time that sometimes is really good for people to focus on what's going on. But if Innovative Labs, just kind of walk us what you guys are doing from a career perspective with people that come to your program.
Yeah, so for us, we consider ourselves kind of a career incubator, career or business incubator for folks. It's really helping folks find their path forward. As you said, we're kind of amazed with the amount of individuals that focused on what college they're going to and maybe what major as well. And we feel they've lost sight of the big picture, which is what career is that going to put me in, which you're going to spend the majority of your life, and how do I set myself up to be a career that really works for me? We're very big on the concept of design thinking. So design thinking is a combination of exploration, so going out and seeing what all possibilities are. So we like to look at a wide range of different careers for folks. We're very big on doing. I think that's one of the things that that you're interested in, Jeff, and
yes,
into your philosophy. It's going out and prototyping, trying. In business, it's called MVP. Engineering is prototyping. And we're also big in collaboration, working together with other folks to kind of help you find the path. And that, for us, is what we call ourselves guides or coaches, working with folks, but also the team members that they work with. And I think you hit it with the gap year program. Quite often it's between high school and college, which we have folks who do that. But actually, a lot of folks come to our program that have tried college. They've done a year or two. It may not have worked out for some reason. They may have be questioning what major they are. They may have started undeclared, or the major they're in just isn't matching them. So quite often they come to us mid-college to really help focus, especially those last couple of years of colleges are important to make sure you pick the right classes to match what you want to do kind of going forward.
Excellent, excellent. But this, what you guys do is not – this spans over a period of time, if I understand correctly. You sit down, you talk to somebody, get all their aspirations, and then you brainstorm with a gazillion kind of careers, and then you do research and you whittle all that stuff down, and then you go to more or less a prototyping thing where you try to get people to simulate that job and you collaborate with other people. But this spans a period of time. It's not something that you do after hours for a couple hours a week for like a month. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. This is pretty much what folks do, kind of consider it your full-time job or full-time school. We're 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Folks are with us 6 hours a day. Some might have a part-time job or be taking a college course at the same time. But we'll work with them for two full-month periods. And you can come for one or both. One we call discovery. Discovery is that exploration stage. What are all the potential things I can do? And as you said, build up a list of those and then whittle them kind of down into a top three is what we like to get to, and then build a path forward for each one. And then the second one is launch. And launch is where you really start actively doing what that job looks like. A mentor from the field who comes in and will work with you so you can understand the day-to-day of the different aspects, as well as a project you're working on which simulates what the day-to-day would be, and then also an education plan where you're trying to get certification or continue your education from that end.
So from my experience, number one, there are some people with ADHD they go through and, you know, they were born and they do what they do. Like my youngest son, he had a soccer ball on his foot at 9 months and it's still glued to it at 19 and he's going off to college. So there's some of that stuff that just kind of happens, but there's a lot of people that kind of like struggle with their way. And one of the things about this that I really want to highlight as a coach, and we've done a lot of shows on working memory on Attention Talk Radio, one of my favorites being with Dr. Russell Barkley. And everybody, if you want to go back and look it up, just Google Attention Talk Radio GPS. But working memory to me is really an elephant in the room, and people procrastinate when their working memory is taxed and or there's a level of ambiguity. And what's interesting to me is when somebody with ADHD is in a room with somebody and they're doing something and they come upon something where they don't understand something, there's some type of ambiguity, or they've got to talk it out, and we talk about many people with ADHD, not to talk is not to think. To be in an environment like Innovative Labs, when you hit that wall of ambiguity, normally if you're at home, you bounce off of it and you have a hard time self-regulate. You go off to watch Netflix or play Xbox or something like that, but this is built into the room, so the person with ADHD can actually have a conversation with an expert and work their way through that ambiguity on a point of performance basis. And one of the things that we've learned with people with ADHD is they need to do it at point of performance. And so if they hit that wall of ambiguity, they've got somebody there and it's an iterative process. And so what I'm hearing, Tom, is built into your program is they're interacting with these people because they haven't really done this stuff before. So there's the intellectual knowledge, but also the individual questions along the way, which to me helps a person self-regulate and stay on task. Am I misrepresenting that, or does that make sense?
No, that's very much part of it. And it's interesting because we're very project-based. So even in that discovery phase, people are working on a project for a career that kind of may make sense for them, or learning if it's computer programming, am I good at programming? Do I have the, you know, I may show I have an aptitude, but do I actually enjoy it and enjoy going forward with it? But you're inevitably going to come up to some roadblocks, even if it's something that you enjoy and you like doing. And we spend a lot of one-on-one time with folks. So part of that weekly program is 2 hours one-on-one with one of the guides, just talking through, you know, when you hit a roadblock, why?
Yep.
Is it showing you that this isn't a good path forward, that this isn't something that you enjoy, or is it something that you can break through? And I think with the ADHD mind, we all love doing new things and kind of dealing with things that are new, but it's also, you know, the endorphin rush when you break through something as well. So if we can work with folks and help them break through a challenging area that they're in, quite often that, you know, verifies, hey, this is really what I want to be doing, kind of move forward with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell you what, let's go to break because we come back. I want to continue on that brainstorming thing. Real quickly, everybody, our secret word tonight is GAP. Our secret word tonight is GAP. And you need to learn about Innovative Labs and Tom. Go to their website, InventiveLabs.org. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Do you worry when your child is left out? Does your child have trouble making and keeping friends? Life skills can be challenging for ADHD kids. Learn how you can be your child's greatest ally by reading the book Ned Hollowell described as a game changer, Michelle Borba referred to as the ultimate guide for parents, and Michael Thompson praised as the groundbreaking book you've been waiting for. Go to playbetterplan.com to buy a copy of Caroline McGuire's book, Why Will No One Play With Me? While you're there, subscribe to download her free mini course on developing social skills for children. That's playbetterplan.com.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Transform lives as a professionally trained ADHD coach at the ADD Coach Academy. ADHD coaching is in demand, a calling, and a career. Learn how you can change lives by going to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Tom Bergeron of Innovative Labs and talking about a program that they have. And we're talking about what they do. And I'm just sharing along the way from my experience as a coach why the model looks really, really good and why I think it's really great for people with ADHD. Before the break, we were just talking about if I find people with ADHD, they procrastinate in the face of ambiguity or if it's taxing their working memory. We've already talked about in the research part where they've got somebody to bounce ideas off of and to kind of gain that process. But one thing that I want to share with you, this is a story, that is the brainstorming process is people with ADHD often not to talk is not to think. And before the break, Tom, you were talking about brainstorming with people to kind of understand some simulations. And years ago, my younger son, I was going through a divorce and I had a two carpool, soccer carpool, and a school carpool, and I needed seven seatbelts because there were six kids, and I had a 2003 Sequoia that had like 250,000 miles, and I'd driven it so much that the leather seats on the driver's side were ripping my pants, and it was becoming frustrated and kind of expensive. So I went to the store, like an auto parts store, and got a seat cover, and it was supposed to kind of cover it, but the thing kept coming off, and my pants were ripping, so it really wasn't a very good idea. And then I took my car in and got quotes to get the front seats reupholstered. They were $900 each. The car is probably only worth $2,500, and I was stuck. I had three options that were obvious. One is a seat cover, rip my pants, or this thing, and I was struggling. Now, I wasn't brainstorming per se, but I was with a friend one time, and I was bitching about the seats, and the person was just coming around. They said, well, too bad you can't get something like that at a garage sale. That sounds kind of funny and silly, but Tom, when I heard the word garage sale, like instantaneously in my mind, the word junkyard flew into it. And oddly enough, I went to the computer and I Googled junkyard in my area, and believe it or not, there was a website on the homepage where you could plug in a 2003 Sequoia tan seats, and they were $126. My point on this is that people with ADHD, they have a hard time with working memory, with visual imagery and self-talk. And when they've got somebody else, they're going back, they're externalizing. This brainstorming process takes place. And all of a sudden, in a situation like this, I found what is now an obvious solution that I couldn't think about. And I think with what you guys are doing, when somebody sits down and does that, and I'm going to add that to the fact that usually I find people when they're in a college setting, they're looking at white-collar jobs and stuff, but you guys are looking not just at white-collar jobs, but also maybe going straight into entrepreneurship or vocational jobs. And we've done shows on that. There's a lot of the vocational jobs are in supply and incomes are coming up. And so you guys are taking a holistic approach. So that brainstorming and the bigger umbrella, me, really seems to facilitate a more holistic look at really trying to understand a person's aptitude to see where they plug in. So with all that said, is that accurate, or am I misrepresenting something, or would you like to add something?
No, that really, I think, ties into what we're trying to do. And I think what's interesting is but, you know, stories on our end as far as that as well. Craig came to our program, and he had got his computer programming degree, very bright, but he did not like working as a programmer, basically 40, 50 hours a week sitting in a cubicle by yourself and zapping out code. And although he had the ability to do it, it's not really what he enjoyed. He ended up leaving that. He was actually working as a laborer at a construction site, basically carrying heavy stuff around, because for him, day-to-day, that made a lot more sense. So we were able to work with him and kind of go through, you know, all right, you enjoy being physical, but you also, you know, have a mind that is very technical. And he ended up connecting up to an internship with a company that does electric trucks. So they take tractor-trailer trucks. They grab the energy from them during braking, similar to an electric car. But instead of doing that to power the truck, they actually use it to power the heater and the cooking appliances over the night.
and there's like, get $1 billion a year or something burnt in diesel fuel overnight for truckers. So he now had a job that went in, and he was working with battery packs and connecting them up. He was still doing some programming, some technical aspect, but he's moving. He's moving around 90% of the time. So that matched what he enjoyed doing and tied in his technical skills. So for us, it's really kind of exploring outside the box and looking at what you enjoy doing and what your aptitudes are and kind of pulling those together.
And I like that, because what you just described I'm not so sure that's a job title I would even know where to look for to find something like that. But
right.
You take a look at the characteristics and pull it together, which really brings me to the part that I want to talk to you that I think is really the biggest deal. I forget who said it. It's easier to change your environment than it is to change yourself. And my philosophy in coaching is you've got to work with the ADHD and not against it. And what I have found is that the environment has everything to do with it. And I'll give you some examples. Earlier, I've been talking about working memory and people with ADHD needing to talk out loud. And I've coached a lot of entrepreneurs, Tom, that were very successful in their 20s and 30s, and they were in environments and offices, and there was just people. They were in meetings all day, and now they're working out of the house, and the wheels are coming off. And they didn't really realize is that the ability to talk out loud just fell in their lap. It was like this invisible type thing. And literally, when we got them back in a crowd, they had the structure. It was so easy. It's just a part of meeting and everything. And so with that being said, I'm going to tell a story, and I want to go what you guys are doing. I coached a programmer one time who was struggling. I mean, he was in his basement. He wasn't getting anything done. And we started talking, and finally he went for a job interview, and I was trying to help him. We're trying to go off in another distance, and he came back and he got the job, and he said he was excited about it. And I said, yeah, but we're replicating the same problem. He goes, no, this is peer programming. And he never said that before. But peer program is where you program with somebody else. And he said, I've always enjoyed doing that. And he went and he thrived. My point really is that while he liked programming, peer programming is a different environment, enabled him to do that. And what I really like about what you guys are doing in preparation for the show, you were talking about a guy who had an aptitude for, I guess, construction. So you guys go out and say, let's get him in Habitat Humanity. Or if it's programmed, you guys actually simulate the work environment so the person can actually experience what it's like day to day. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's one of the keys, because that's you can't necessarily jump into the job itself. But as you said, Alex, who came to us and he had explored a bunch of different options in construction management, was kind of high in his list. And he had done some construction work, but management is different. And in that case, we connect him up with Habitat for Humanities, where they go out and they build houses. And the person who ran their volunteer program was a construction manager. So not only was Alex able to volunteer and help with some of the construction aspects, but his contact was also a construction manager that could go through the overview and work with him from that end. So it really gave him, this is what the day-to-day aspect of the job looks like, and it allowed him to feel what that career was. And he's now gone on. He went back to school. He had changed his majors to construction management, and he's actually working an intern construction management job this summer. And, it's the real test. Now it's kind of full-time kind of working through it. But the more you can simulate that, and one of the things that we do, Jeff, as far as the program, we work with a book called Designing Your Life. It was written by a couple of Stanford professors who actually teach a course on it, Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. And in that, they have their philosophy of kind of how to find a career that matches for you. And one of the things that we really like is they have what's called a good time journal. And the good time journal is just basically documenting the stuff you've done, usually over a 3-week period, but just, hey, this is what I've done. And then what we do is we kind of coach with them, and what the journal does for them is you then look at each activity and you try and figure out the activities. They look at two things. What's your engagement? How engaged with you? And, the high end of engagement would be flow. And ADHD, we might call that hyperfocus. They may call that in the zone and the sports side of things. But it's really what were the things that really get you engaged and time stood still and you move forward. And then also, where's energy with it as well? And energy is interesting because, something you might like political science, you might love to argue politics, and you enjoy it and you get in flow and time stands still. But when you're done, you might be exhausted from it. When you're done, you might be all excited about it. So, if it was something that could get you in the flow, but you're exhausted at the end, that's probably not a good match. So you're really looking for activities that both give you engagement and give you energy when you're done. And if you can, once we identify those, you can then start looking at what careers you're doing, the things that actually match.
Yep.
What gives you energy and what gives you flow.
Wow, this is I'm going to go to a break. I don't want to reframe that from one of the things that we go coaching-wise and really help everybody understand, I think, a little bit deeper what's going on there and why I think this is like a huge advantage. So as we go to break, remember our secret word tonight is GAP, as in gap year. Tom Bergeron's website, Innovative Labs, is at inventivelabs.org. That's inventivelabs.org. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Change your life by learning more about managing ADHD. Other places give you a few tips. The ADD Coach Academy will change your life. To find out more, go to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay, do it today. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Tom Bergeron with Inventive Labs. And having a great conversation about their program. And really what I'm trying to do is like match up the reason why I think they're very successful and they do what they do. And before the break, he was talking about the Design Your Life and the Good Time Journal. And, you know, Tom, one of the things that I do is we do this thing called Magical Moments on the Mountain. And I'll ask somebody, give me three times in your life where you just felt like you're on top of the world. Not a school or business, like just a point in time of your life when you're top of the world. And we begin to ask, like, what's going on there in their life? And what I do is I'm looking for the characteristics that are common among all three events. And then if they're all common, we begin to look at the rest of your life and say, these are things that are really, really kind of there. And when we understand those characteristics, the idea is if we can bring those characteristics to the current environment or whatever, then they all feel like they're on top of the mountain again. And in a more detail level, I think that's what you guys are doing with the Good Time Journal is you're trying to get that data down and really kind of figure that stuff out. And for me, what I like about what you guys are doing is most career counselors are walking in and they're taking a look at a topic, a subject in a field, and they drill down to it and the person's got to figure out what's going on. Yet as a coach, I try to figure out what functions that they do, like what's common with those three magical moments on the mountains. And one of the things, for example, and I'm just giving you guys this to see what it might look like, I find many with ADHD just like to forage for information. They love to gain knowledge and then kind of pass it on. But if they're doing that, then we begin to say, if you're going to look for a job, where could foraging for information actually be something that you could get paid from? So it's more what function do you do and then find what jobs that would kind of fit. And so I'm sharing all this stuff because this is a bit of an art, not necessarily something methodical, but the art of what's going on is what I think really makes it powerful because you guys are going through the funnel, you're taking a look at the individual, you're trying to see what their aptitudes are, what those functions are, and trying to simulate those environments so they get a real good fit. So thoughts on that? You want to add to it? Make any adjustments?
No, I agree with you. It's very much that it's a process. It's not something that you can force kind of the process it's going through. It's working with individuals, and it's kind of trying to match what they, as you said, those magic moments to what the career is. And we're very open that you're never going to find a career that you like 100% of what you do.
Yep.
But our goal is to put you in a career that 80-90% of the time you're doing what you enjoy, not 20 or 30% of the time you're doing what you enjoy. You want to be doing that most. And, you know, it's interesting. We take engineering, and there's a wide range of what can be done in engineering. Being an engineer that sits in the office for 40-50 hours a week on the computer by yourself is different than a field engineer who's out actively out in the field, kind of working with different components. And there's some of those jobs, engineering jobs, that fall halfway in between. So knowing where you want to fit in that environment, especially before you're in school or as you're going back to school, taking more courses, you can select the courses you want to take based on where you want to be in that field. So a lot of what we do is try and help you position where you want to be in that field as well. We feel by the time you graduate college, if that's your path, you should probably already know what job you're going to be in and what company. You can do a lot of networking along the way. You can simulate and make the connections early on so you're following there. It shouldn't be the process of I got my degree and now, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah, this is a hands-on experience where people are interacting with you guys and experts day to day. It's not just kind of go off and do that on your own. Which again, I find there's so many people with ADHD that they go to do their resume. It takes them years to get that together if they ever do, and then they go to job boards and they get lost. You guys are helping them kind of get through that process and to learn how to network and simulating, which brings it more, it's more real, it's more tangible. They can see the experience. It's a lot clearer, and I'm sure it's not perfect, but the idea here is if you really want to launch somebody with ADHD, you need to get them casted in the career they were meant to play. And it might take some time to do that, but it's worth the investment because after all, there's a cost associated with bad decisions. I call it the tuition at the school of hard knocks. And what you guys are really trying to do is trying to make smart investments to get people into the right career and get them satisfied so they can have a fulfilling life. And it's a very participatory process and really pretty unique in the ADHD world from my experience.
Yeah, I think we're definitely a unique program, kind of watching where folks are as well. And you know, a lot of our program is also, you know, that networking, bringing in guest speakers, going on field trips, going out meeting people in the field that folks are interested in. And you can learn a lot about whether the field will work for you or not, just basically by meeting people who are already doing it and hearing their stories and hearing kind of their experiences. That gives a lot to, although we work directly with folks, you know, the four guides we work with don't have expertise everywhere. So a lot of our program is bringing in mentors and bringing in guests that folks can come in and connect with and make sure the avenues they're going down are a good match for who they are.
Love it. Love it. So, and as we wrap this up, any last nuggets or any last thoughts? I guess one other thing that I do know is you guys actually also help some people who want to become entrepreneurs, and in some of your other programs they kind of go through and you kind of help people even realize if they're ready to start businesses and being entrepreneurs. So you guys do a little bit more than just career counseling. You're really very holistic in terms of where people are kind of going. I just wanted to kind of throw that in there. But as we wrap things up, any other insights or thoughts you want to share before we close this out?
I think one of the key things that we do is helping find folks to match a career. I think what's interesting for the generation today, they say, experts are saying that they're going to have five different careers, not five different jobs, but five different unique careers. So a lot of what we're trying to do is also just build the skill set of how do people evaluate your careers, how they network to get into it. So, you know, you may have a run in the career that we work with you for 5 or 10 years, but at some point you probably want to make some changes. I've probably had four different careers myself. What I'm doing now at Inventive Lab is much different than my technology background and my sales background. So I've had different careers. And so, you know, what's the process for evaluating, identifying who you are, looking within yourself to kind of figure out skills and what you enjoy doing, and then going out and finding careers that match it. So we feel that's a learned trait, a learned skill that folks can have. So in addition to helping folks find their path forward, we're also hoping them that they learn the process to be able to go do that going forward in life.
And that's important to learn that process too. Is all too often people just say, you know, go out and get your resume out. There's actually a process of how you get resumes out, network, and kind of follow up and or research and or go on site. So there's a lot there. So with that, Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. It was a pleasure being here today and really enjoyed the conversation with you.
Well, we absolutely loved it. Everybody, you got to go check out the website, inventivelabs.org. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.